out! Put, 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 put!
All Packers, all the time.
He has come light years in the last 2 months, and people should be over the moon excited about that.
Okay, most of the time.
Almonds specifically, or all nuts?
Well, these nuts, those nuts, whatever nuts work.
It's Jason Wilde on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Brought to you by Boucher Automotive. With 16 different new car brands and over 35 pre-owned brands to choose from. Boucher Automotive. We are driven by you.
He is our friend. He is our teammate. He is Jason Wilde. Joins us 3 times a week here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, dudes. How you doing?
All right, bro, Chacho. If a stranger gave you food, would you eat it?
No.
No?
No.
So if you moved into a new neighborhood and a nice couple houses down decided they wanted to make you a lasagna, they bring it over for you, Paula, and the girls. Welcome to the neighborhood. You're throwing that food in the trash.
Well, it's perfect, because I don't like lasagna. Problem solved.
Okay, you like chocolate lasagna, chip cookies. Jason. They bring over a new neighbors.
What's that? Hey, what's that supposed to mean?
That means you like chocolate chip cookies,
that
bud.
That means I think you're as likely to eat chocolate chip cookies as I am.
There was a pause. Jason, the reason we said this is because we were talking about Jordan Love on Thanasis saying that there were security guards and now cameras in the hallways of the hotel. And I felt bad because me, Brett, and Frank bribed the security guard to go out a week before the Super Bowl, and his wife turned around and baked us pies, which we couldn't eat.
Oh.
And I kind of felt bad.
I thought maybe... Okay, this took a different turn then, because I thought Gabe, you know, with his, he had moved into a new neighborhood and they had brought him a lasagna. So now I have to take a detour here because when I traveled for all games, all road games, preseason, regular season, playoffs, I would always stay at the team hotel. They don't do that quite as, they make it a little bit tougher now. Because sometimes they set up the media block for a hotel at a different hotel than the team is at. But, like, for instance, when Brett's dad passed away, there were a lot of guys that cover the team that are addicted to Marriott points. And so they stayed at a different hotel than the Packers did, which was like some sort of boutique hotel in Berkeley. And I just always thought, hey, if there's ever news, I want to be where the team is in case I have to try and cover it. And obviously there was news on that trip. And by being in the team hotel, I have a picture somewhere of this. Across the bottom line of ESPN, it says, Brett Favre, despite father's death, will play on Monday night. Wisconsin State Journal reports. Like, I don't break news very often. Rob Domofsky is a great newsbreaker. I am not. But that was a rare instance of being at the team hotel, made a huge difference in me being able to do my job. How is that germane to your story? I'll tell you how. Because many a time I would push the wrong button on the, not that I was like hammered or anything, I would push the wrong button on the elevator. And if you pushed one of the buttons that went up to the team's block of rooms, there was a security guard waiting on the other side of the open door of the elevator to make sure that some knucklehead like me wasn't running around. And that was why, I don't know if you remember this, Chu, when you guys played in Minnesota in 97, you guys had to win a primetime game in Minnesota. It was crucial to your kind of playoff positioning. And if I remember correctly, there was some crazy radio disc jockey who made up a story about Brett having some woman in his room, which was, you know, somewhat plausible, I suppose, except for the fact that it would have taken a lot to get her past security. Unless, of course, you and your other two amigos had some sort of scam going on, which made it possible. And the fact that did you send the security guard out to the Super Bowl a week early for exactly?
Well, so they... No, go ahead,
Jim. We didn't want... See, the Patriots had curfew, Jay. They didn't have curfew, and we had curfew. I think it was midnight, and we thought it was extremely unfair. So the Amigos being the Amigos bribed the guy not to rat us out, which he didn't.
Savvy. See, there you go. No wonder I had my doubts in 97. So his wife, you trusted this guy enough to have him be your accomplice, shall we say. And yet, you did not trust him enough to eat his wife's pies?
Yeah, Jason, I just can't eat any food from people I don't know.
Also, what are really the stakes for Chewy, Frank, and Brett in this? It's not like they're going to bench them for the Super Bowl.
True.
Maybe Chew gets benched for a quarter because they had Keith, right?
Like hold on. Jackson. Wait a minute. I was better than Frank. Why didn't you? You could have went with Frank.
Yeah, but I didn't know who the backup center was. I knew Keith was like there. Like, oh, I mean, Keith would have been pissed off because then he would have had to play more.
Yeah, true. Jason, pivoting quickly. Jason, what is going on with this lease thing between the city and Murphy?
Yeah, I had a pretty passionate exchange with Homer last night on the Homer Hour that I'm sure you can find on Wisconsin On Demand. For me anyway, this comes down to this. Just because you can do something doesn't mean you should. And the Packers certainly are within their rights to try and renegotiate their current lease with the city for Lambeau Field, which is what they do. All the stuff they do, the stadium, all that other stuff, it's like decorating your apartment that you rent. It is you can do that if you want. You can paint the walls. You can do all those things. But you're still renting the space from your landlord, who happens to be the city of Green Bay. And basically, with 9 years remaining on their lease and another 5 2-year extensions also available, the Packers wanted to reopen negotiations so they could lower the amount that they pay to the city of Green Bay. And the team president wanted to get the Packers side out there and get public opinion swung in his team's direction. So he kind of went after the mayor yesterday or 2 days ago. And so, and again, let me be very clear. The Packers are within their rights to try and do this, but the city is within its rights. And I say this as a city of Green Bay resident and as a taxpayer to the city, that if the Packers are going to try and get out of paying what I think amounts to, based on the story I read in the Green Bay Press Gazette, about $40 million over the next X number of years. If they're going to do that, the city is well within its rights to say, no, we need that money. You agreed to pay this money. And if this is what you're going to insist upon, then there's nothing to negotiate here. And that's kind of where things stand currently. I know that everyone loves the Packers. I saw that after someone tweeted out this quote, that there were Packers fans that immediately wanted to start a recall petition for the mayor and this, that, and the next thing. And I would just tell you this, that the Green Bay Packers, with their $600 million in income last year and $69 million net profit for last year's operations alone, can probably find another way to raise $1.5 million a year, whatever it is that they pay to the city, and they don't need to negotiate their way out of that. That would be my opinion. And they raise ticket prices every year. It's not cheap to go on a stadium tour or to the Hall of Fame. I've eaten at 1919 Kitchen and Tap. They're not keeping, bargain basement cafeteria prices there. Like, they have all kinds of revenue streams, including the new gambling one, which seems to be going very well for pro sports at the moment. I just don't understand. If you don't live here, you don't have a vested interest in it. But, like, this is a town where they are struggling with their school district to keep schools open. And so the amount of money that is a drop in the bucket for the Packers, who are basically arguing, look, we've done all this for the community and all this for the stadium, that money's significant to the city. And I thought the worst two things that I saw from this, and again, they don't ask for my advice. I don't work in public relations. But I would say this. A, for Mark Murphy's threat to be that, well, since they've walked away from the table, we're going to stop an $80 million project inside the stadium that is for the concourses and the concession stands. And that hurts our fans, and it hurts us for the draft, which is what he said, even though that clip is not on Packers.com, that phrase about the draft, which is bogus.
It's very interesting, Jason. Very interesting that they would choose to edit that out.
Yeah, I don't know enough about what happened there. I just thought that was odd. And then the second part of it, Keith, is that one of their spokesmen said yesterday that they hope that they get back to the table before any further harm is done. I mean, come on. No harm has been done here. And so I just think that for a and this is my biggest pet peeve, and then I'll stop rambling. For an organization that, and you guys have heard me say this a million times, that loves the narrative of we're owned by the community, we're owned by the fans, for that same organization, this isn't the Atlanta Falcons and Arthur Blank, this isn't the Dallas Cowboys and Jerry Jones trying to extract more from Atlanta or North Texas. This is the Green Bay Packers, who are supposed to be different and love to tell you how different they are, trying to pay less money to the city. Remember, Titletown is not in Green Bay. It is in Ashwaubenon. And so there are subtleties to this story. It's not just as simple as, boy, that mayor, he's just looking to get voted out of office because he won't do what the Packers say. And I just wish we had more, I understand this is unrealistic, but critical thinkers on social media that would say, wait a minute, is this something that an organization, the smallest city in all of professional sports in North America, is this something they really need to be doing? And I would argue that if you look at it from that perspective, you would be able to say, yes, it's within their rights to do, but it's not something they should do. I would hope you would see it that way. But again, that's my opinion. If you don't view it that way, go right ahead.
Well, just circling back. Well, first of all, threatening fans is probably not the way to do it, because that's the way they present it. Well, we're not going to do this $80 million, and that's going to hurt our fans and the draft. And they can threaten the fans, and they know the fans, I mean, we're powerless. We can't actually do anything. But the reason, Jason, why that's edited out at Packers.com is obvious. Because if you say something of, oh, that's going to affect the draft, I mean, we're still more than a year away from that. The NFL can very easily go, oh, you're not going to be ready for the draft? You're not going to have the proper infrastructure within your stadium for the draft? Okay, we're going to pluck it out of there. Like, that's easy to me. Like, to me, Mark Murphy just went too far and somehow didn't really put it in jeopardy. But, I mean, the draft is his baby. Why would you not just put the $80 million into the stadium to make sure that Lambeau is going to be shining the best for the biggest event that you can do as an organization? They're never getting a Super Bowl in Green Bay. The draft is it in terms of events that you can host at Lambeau Field within the NFL. So just shine it up. You got the $80 million. It's already spent. You were already planning on doing it. Putting it on hold makes zero sense to me.
Mm-hmm. And you... Not only that, you just raised ticket prices again. So you got more money coming in. You'll be okay.
Yeah.
Yep. Do a flash stock sale. It'll cover it real quick.
Yeah, there you go.
Very, very quickly. Jason, we always appreciate the time, bud. Look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.
Of course, fellas. I appreciate you. Take care. Be good.
Quick question here for you, Chew, from Chef Ed. So, Chewy, if I made you some borscht, you wouldn't try it?
If it was from Chef Ed, yes, I would.
Okay.
Because I know Chef Ed through the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you barely.
You know his name.
Well, I didn't say I was going to try it first.
Well, I think you might be the only one here to try borscht. Yeah, I'm not.
Going to tell you what, pal. Given how you've sold borscht in the past, I ain't going to be the first to try it either.
Good point.
Packers may actually be having a kicking competition. We dive into that topic coming up next. Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
You're listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I don't know which is which, but here's what I do.
Yes, all right.
I take the plus and I put it to the plus. I take the minus and I put it to the minus. Easy.
Yeah, but the jacker things don't have the...
Yeah, they do.
Where?
Sure do. On the handles.
What's a jacker thing? Is it something that your wife keeps in the drawer?
You meant jumper cables.
On 94.5 ESPN.